asked what she thought about approaches such as imposing sanctions on Israel. Zeb LaRouche responded, "I have a slightly different approach. That does not mean that you forgive the unforgivable crimes that have been committed. But it is the absolute experience of the Peace of Westphalia, which ended 150 years of religious warfare in Europe, that after losing almost two-thirds of Europe at the time, or large parts of Europe, and most people were dead, they came to the conclusion that you have to introduce something completely different. The Peace of Westphalia developed the principles that for the sake of peace, you have to forgive the crimes on the one side and the other side. That does not mean you forget them. It doesn't mean you do not uphold the memory and draw the conclusion for the future. But you have to put a line where you forgive, because otherwise, if you keep counting, this side did this and that side did that, it will just continue the cycle of violence. It does not require that we get an understanding among all the nations and all the forces of the world, that we need to move to a completely different level. We need to move to a new paradigm of international relations where we put the one humanity first and put all national interests in cohesion with that one humanity. That is a sort of spiritual jump, a mental jump to a completely new level. And it's based on the thinking of Nicholas of Cusa. And the coincidence of opposites, the coincidentia oppositorum, which was a method of thinking he developed, which I think informed the Peace of Westphalia because it enabled the participants, despite all the war crimes on both sides, to move to a new level and establish that their foreign policy from now on had to be based on the interest of the other, meaning all others, and that foreign policy had to be built on love. I know this may sound utopian to some people because obviously they argue that the military-industrial complex will not, in our day, ever come to the level of love in foreign policy. But if we get a mass movement for peace and a completely different kind of international cooperation among all nations, well then, also the power of the military-industrial complex will not be around forever. Zeb LaRouche concluded, "You have to introduce a concept which overcomes all the conflicts on a regional level, and that has to proceed from the one humanity. I think that the only government which I have heard talking about going in this direction is indeed China, because Xi Jinping always talks about the shared future of humanity, meaning that we only have one future. And I have heard Putin saying similar things, and some leaders from the global South countries are also moving in this direction. I emphatically think that that is the only level on which this problem can be solved.